business movie, A Man for All Seasons.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm going to bring up a movie that is, I don't think in a million years you will ever hear someone refer to it as a business movie. But that's what I like doing. I love really pointing to the ones that people wouldn't normally think of. This happens to be one of my favorite movies. And it's different. It's an odd type of movie. It's not a very action-packed movie. It's very heavy on dialogue. It's very old-fashioned. It's a slow-running movie, but there's a real value to it in the long run. And what it is, this is a story of Thomas More, this guy here, who was the Chancellor of England during the Reformation that took place in England, and when King Henry VIII kicked out the Catholic Church. And Sir Thomas More had an issue with it, but he couldn't outright say it because the way the laws were set up, that he could be tried for treason if he outright came out against it. But at the same end, he didn't want to completely go with it. And so because he was a lawyer, found a way in between. And what it really speaks to, there's a whole bunch of different levels in this movie, but one of the main things, and I'm not going to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it yet, but one of the main themes that gets talked about over and over again in subtle ways is the idea of how to be very strong in your convictions, how to stick to your convictions, while at the same time not being so stupid as to be loud and obnoxious about them in order to put yourself and your family in harm's way, which is an interesting concept, especially nowadays when a lot of people want to be as loud and outrageous with their opinions as possible, and you just don't know where that's going to lead. Nowadays, things are crazy, you know, and there's people on all sides that are that don't want you to have the opinion that you have. I guarantee it, regardless of what your opinion is, I guarantee there's people that don't want you to have it. And in power, they may keep you from having it or keep you from expressing it. And there's a time and place for everything. Not that you shouldn't express your opinions, but at the same time, you have to consider all the options on the table and know when the right time and the wrong time is to say things, and also be willing to face it when you're really being railroaded by government or anything else. And that's a lot of what goes into this story here. It is a very deep story. It deals a lot with religious tones, but if you look beyond that point, you know, regardless of whether you have a Catholic perspective or this was the beginning of the Anglican Church, an Anglican perspective or something completely different, it doesn't matter. If you can look past the religion, there's a deeper meaning there. And it's the same concept in your business. It comes down to if you can be very careful about how you run your business and very calm. That's the one thing that this character has throughout the entire movie. And once again, this isn't necessarily based on pure, this is based on a play, which isn't necessarily completely true to history. So I don't care as much about the historical person of Thomas More as I do about how he is portrayed in this movie and how he holds himself in a very calm and even-toned manner in order to have control. Not control over others, but control over his own situation. And that's what I really appreciate about the movie, is he's able to control in every situation in the scene, or at least keep others from trying to control him. And he does that not by screaming them down, but he raises his voice when necessary, not by being too quiet. He keeps a calm manner and thoughtful and keeps his wits about him all the time and doesn't get so wound up in some conviction that he makes it more important than what's right in the moment. So I don't know if that makes sense to you. Go and watch the movie. I'd love to hear your opinions of it. Leave a comment down below after you've seen it. And let me know if you think that it's a business movie, because I think it is. I think it's a human movie. It's about humans, but the leadership that is shown is the same leadership that you need in your business if you don't already have it. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Hey, if you want to find more concepts to really be able to directly relate back to your business instead of just in a metaphorical way, okay, if you want direct relations, go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can buy it anywhere that you buy books, and you could also get it over at AmazonProofBook.com. Nowadays, Amazon is getting in some hot water for shutting down apps and everything else and taking away people's hard drive cloud space because they disagreed with how they were running their company. It's a very interesting world we're living in right now, and I think I happened on a very popular title. So it's interesting to see what's happening. So hang in there. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you get out there and let the magic happen.